Recently, Bernadette Forgy with the League of Women Voters in Topeka was unpacking scanners and iPads at a voter registration event.
And the iPads, the advantage is that you don't need electricity, and they go much faster. These copiers are all inexpensive and rather slow.
A few years ago, people did not need as much to register to vote. Now people registering for the first time in Kansas need a document like a birth certificate or passport to prove their citizenship. That's why Forgy is registering people at a naturalization ceremony where nearly 200 people will become U.S. citizens. They'll have freshly minted documents in hand, ready to copy.
All good to you?
Good to go.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We're trying to get away from the feeling upset about these proof of citizenship and try to just look at, here's what has to get done now.
But the process has not been so simple for people like Tad Stricker. He moved to Kansas and registered to vote at the DMV before the 2014 election.
I walked in to cast my ballot, and I can't tell you what a shocker it was to find out that my vote wasn't going to be counted.
Stricker thought he had done everything he needed, but his registration was incomplete because it did not include a document proving his citizenship.
You know, I had this barrier put up that I just feel was very unjust.
A bell on the door announces you're at the simple one-room office of the League of Women Voters of Kansas in Topeka. Marge Ahrens, the group's co-president, says actual voter fraud cases are rare, and in the name of security, Secretary of State Kobach's policies are throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
To prevent the fraud that he is looking for, he has taken away the rights of, for sure, 20,000 people. It's a terrible trade. It's a loss of the most important privilege in a democracy.
The League of Women Voters is deceptive in their use of words when they say that people are being disenfranchised or blocked.
That's Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. He says voting crimes where non-citizens vote are real and documented. He says requiring people to go home and get a citizenship document is worth it because illegal votes cancel the votes of Kansas citizens and could turn the results of a close election.
And that's real disenfranchisement. That's not the fake disenfranchisement that the League of Women Voters complains about when they say someone is temporarily on a suspense list for a week while they go home and find their birth certificate.
In fact, he says 95% of people who register to vote complete the process. Kobach says he believes the law will survive legal fights, and Kansas is leading on the issue. With a primary and general election coming up, what could be the impact of thousands of voter registrations that are incomplete?
If this law kept even a handful of people from voting in a hotly contested House race, that could be the difference in that race.
Patrick Miller is a political science professor at the University of Kansas. He says while it's possible the voting rules could swing an election, he calls it highly unlikely because of the types of people on the list. He says many of them are younger people or are more mobile.
Disproportionately, we're talking about a group of people who tend to register in the moment without a huge intention to actually, you know, follow through with the documentation, let alone vote.
Right now, the voter registration rules are up in the air. A court says people who registered at the DMV and are suspended should be allowed to vote, at least in federal elections, but there's still some uncertainty. A federal appeals court will consider the issue in August. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.